Punjabi Hari. Gopi Channa Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Gopi Channa Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jan Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Padavaja Kacharya Astro Tarsita Shishimar His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Kijai Jan Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Padavaja Kacharya Astro Tarsita Shishimar Sringa Guru Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Kijai Ananti Kodi Vaishnavinda Kijai ISKCON BBT Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijai Nam Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Kijai Premsa Goho, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadhar, Shri Vasari Gaur, Bhaktavinda, Kijai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna, Gopi Gopinath, Shyamakund, Radha Kund, Giri Govardhan, Kijai. Vrindavan Dham, Kijai. Mayapur Dham, Kijai. Navadvip Dham, Kijai. Jagannath Puri Dham, Kijai. New Dwarka Dham, Kijai. Their Divine Lordship, Shri Shri Rukmini, Dwarkadish, Kijai. Their Divine Lordship, Shri Shri Jagannath Baldev, Shrimati Subhadra, Kijai. Their Divine Lordship, Shishi Gornitai Kijai. Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Kijai. Grantara Shimad Bhagavatam Kijai. Transcendental Book Distribution Kijai. Harinam Sankirtanjaga Kijai. Transcendental Prashadam Distribution Kijai. Gaur Premananda Haridbo. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the third canto, chapter 13, text number 50, the appearance of Lord Vrahadev. And today we're on the last verse, and we'll talk about Katha Sudham. Katha Sudham means the nectar of the narrations about the personality of Godhead. Or in other words, Katha is like stories, Sudham is nectar stories. So today we'll discuss several verses bringing the importance of the nectar narrations from several personalities in the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ko nama loke purushartha saravit. Purakatanam Bhagavat Katasudam. Apiya Karna Jali Birbhava Paham. Oho Vidajeta Vinana Retaram. Konama Loke Purusharta Saravit. Purakatanam Bhagavat Katasudam. Apiya Karna Jali Birbhava Paham. Oha Virdajeta Vinana Retaram. Konama Loke Purusharta Saravit. Purakatanam Bhagavat Katasudam. Apiya Karnanjali Birbhava Paham. Aho Vidajeta Vinana Retaram. Anyone else like this chant? Konama loke purushartha sadavit. Sarta Saravit Tavatana Svelasa Tudyat. Konama loke purusharta saravit. Purakatanam Bhagavat katasudam. Apiya karnanjali birbhava paham. Aho virajeta vinana retaram. Vaishnavis. Konama loke purusharta saravit. Purakatanam Bhagavat katasudam. Apiya karnanjali birbhava paham. Aho vidajeta vinana retaram. Konama loke purusharta saravit. Aho vidajeta vinana retaram. Ka. Who? Nama. Indeed. Loke. In the world. Purusha Artha. Goal of life. Saravit. One who knows the essence of. Purakatanam. Of all past histories, Bhagavat, regarding the personality of Godhead, Katasudam, the nectar of the narrations about the personality of Godhead, Apiya, by drinking, Karna Anjalabi, by oral reception, Bhava Apaham, that which kills all material pangs. Aho, alas, Virajeta, could refuse, Vina, except, Nara Itaram, other than the human being. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Who, other than one who is not a human being, can exist in this world and not be interested in the ultimate goal of life? Who can refuse the nectar of narrations about the personality of Godhead's activities, which by itself can deliver one from all material pangs? Who? You could repeat if you like. Other than one who is not a human being, can exist in this world and not be interested in the ultimate goal of life? Who can refuse the nectar of narrations about the personality of Godhead's activities, which by itself can deliver one from all material pangs? Purport. The narrations of the activities of the personality of Godhead is like a constant flow of nectar. No one can refuse to drink such nectar except one who is not a human being. Devotional service to the Lord is the highest goal of life for every human being, and such devotional service begins by hearing about the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. Only an animal, or a man who is almost an animal in behavior, can refuse to take an interest in hearing the transcendental message of the Lord. There are many books of stories and histories in the world, but except for the histories or narrations on the topics of the personality of Godhead, none are capable of diminishing the burden of material pangs. Therefore, one who is serious about eliminating material existence must chant and hear of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. Otherwise, one must be compared to the non-humans. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, 13th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Appearance of Lord Vraha. Om Gyana Tumanandasya Giranjana Salakaya Chakshusunvetamena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Upakadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakopa Trupischa Kripa Sindhu Bhivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So the verse again. Who other than one who is not a human being can exist in this world and not be interested in the ultimate goal of life? Who can refuse the nectar of narrations about the personality of Godhead's activities, by which by itself can deliver one from all material pangs? So we just finished up this chapter about the appearance of Lord Vraha. And we could see here all the different topics about being eager to hear about the Lord And how the greatest goal of hearing, you know, is to hear from the Guru and the pure devotees. And so we must ask how we can serve in this way. And you just see so many different conversations and with this Bhagavatam. I heard that the Bhagavatam is like the, it teaches us the path of love because we're understanding all the different relationships between the devotees like that. So anyway, that's just a quick overview of the chapter. So now, these last two verses is where the Lord returns. Actually, the last four verses, the Lord returns and to his abode. And then these last two verses is the power of hearing about the Lord. So this is what we're going to discuss today. So from today's purport, it said, the narrations of the activities of the personality of Godhead is like a constant flow of nectar. So there's a nice verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and I'd like to show it here for you. And it's very nice. This is from the 10.83.3. O Master, how can misfortune arise for those who have even once freely drunk the nectar coming from your lotus feet? This intoxicating liquor pours into the drinking cups of their ears, having flowed from the minds of great devotees through their mouths. It destroys the embodied soul's forgetfulness of the creator of their bodily existence. Isn't that beautiful? So in today's purport, it also describes how only an animal or a man who is almost an animal in behavior can refuse to take an interest in hearing the transcendental messages of the Lord. But because apia, we said apia karna anjalibir, by drinking through oral reception, bhava apaham, that kills all material pangs. So there's another nice verse. And this is described here. The nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. And continuing the verse, which is actually from the 10th canto also. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly, those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. So these scriptures are actually the most valuable thing in our life. We should really relish them. So here's a nice pastime. There's a nice, beautiful verse here from the 10th canto. And this is from the 60th chapter, text number 44. And this is how it goes. O infallible Krishna, let each of the kings you named become the husband of a woman whose ears have never heard your glories, which are sung in the assemblies of Shiva and Brahma. After all, in the households of such women, these kings live like asses, oxen, dogs, cats, and slaves. So that's... So Krishna actually told his princess, he said, you know, you're sought after by many kings as powerful as the rulers of planets, and they're all abundantly endowed with political influence, wealth, beauty, generosity, and physical strength. So he was kind of hinting, maybe you should go with them. But she replies in a very angry mood. And she says here that, she says, such kings may appear desirable to a foolish woman who has not heard or understood the glories of Sri Krishna. And then Srila Vishnava Chakravarti Thakur is quoted here. He adds that such kings are like asses because their wives sometimes kick them. And they're like dogs because they behave inimically towards outsiders in order to protect their homes. And they're like cats because they eat the remnants left by their wives. So it's very interesting. So also, there's a nice quote from Prahlad Maharaj when his father asked him, you know, what's the most important thing you learned in school? So this is what he says here. And this is from the seventh canto. Sri Prahlad Uvacha Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasham Sakyam Atma Nivedanam. So it's interesting that purport, it describes a very long purport, and Prabhupada goes into detail of all the nine items. So just on the first item, he talks about Shravanam. He said, hearing of the holy name of the Lord, Shravanam, is the beginning of devotional service. Although any one of the nine processes is sufficient, in chronological order, the hearing of the holy name of the Lord is the beginning. Indeed, it is essential. As enunciated by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cheto Darpanam Marjanam. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is cleansed of all material conception of life, which is due to the dirty modes of material nature. When the dirt is cleansed from the core of one's heart, one can realize the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha. And then the second one Srila Prabhupada talks about is the Kirtanam. And he says, one should be very humble and meek to offer one's desires and chant prayers composed in glorification of the holy name. And he quotes two verses, which we'll go into more detail. And he says, virtues such as Aye Muktar Kalar Pashyamanam, that's from the Namastika. And then he says another verse, Nivritar Tarshar Upagyamanad, and that's from the 10th canto, first chapter. So he says, one should chant such prayers to become free from offenses at the lotus feet of the holy name. So these are nice. I like to quote these sometimes, you know, as I'm chanting my japa. So, and then it describes there, of course, the verse we know is of the nine processes of devotional service, the most important is always to chant the holy name of the Lord. If one does so, avoiding the 10 kinds of offenses, one very easily obtains the most valuable love of Godhead. So that's what we're encouraged to do is become very humble and meek. And in that way, we can attain the lotus feet of Krishna, especially in this age of Kali. So that's the fulfillment of all sacrifices, all penances, austerities. Just by chanting, we can achieve this ecstatic love of Godhead. So, and then we could perfect our life. So whatever devotional service we performed, it should also be accompanied by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that first verse that he said we should chant, it comes from the Namastika, verse number one. And the second part of the verse is the one Prabhupada is referring to. It's Aye Muktar Kalar Upashyamanam Paritas Tvam Harinama Samshrayami. O Harinam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the strings of the gems known as the Upanishads, the crown jewel of all the Vedas. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Sukadev. O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you. So there's so many nice other verses. But there's just another one I'd like to quote from Yamaraj in the sixth canto. He says, devotional service beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. And then, of course, we know Lord Chaitanya encourages Chanadapi Sunichena that one should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind. Thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street, one should be more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So in the verse, Konama loke purushartha saravit, who, ka, nama indeed, loke in the world, purusha artha knows the goal of life. Saravit, one who knows the essence of the goal of life. And that's Srila Prabhupada. So, and there's another nice verse that Prabhupada said we should chant, and this is it right here. And we could chant together if you like. Nivrita tashar upagyamanad babasadachotramanobiramat kautamasloka gunanuvadat puman verajeta vina pasuknat. So that's a very beautiful verse from the 10th canto, first chapter. That's text number 4. So this bhava asudat, which means it's the right medicine for the material disease. And ka is who? Uttama sloka, the supreme personality of Godhead. Gunan anuvat, from describing such activities. Puman, a person, virajeta, can keep himself aloof. Vina, except pasugnat, either a butcher or one who is killing his own personal existence. So it just relates exactly almost to our verse today. So this is a translation of that verse. Glorification of the Supreme Personality of God, it is performed in the parampara system. That is, it is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? So that's a very important verse. So ultimately, this verse and purport that Prabhupada gives in this particular verse, that it highlights the power of hearing and chanting about Krishna in the company of devotees who are in themselves devoted to Krishna. And by doing so, we can purify our heart and develop deep love and devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But I'd like to read the last paragraph from that particular verse. Srila Prabhupada writes, when discourses on Krishna Katha take place between a liberated spiritual master and his disciple, others also sometimes take advantage of hearing these topics and also benefit. These topics are the medicine to stop the repetition of birth and death. The cycle of repeated birth and death, by which one takes on different bodies again and again, is called bhava or bhava roga. If anyone willingly or unwillingly hears Krishna Katha, his bhava roga, the disease of birth and death, will certainly stop. Therefore, Krishna Katha is called bhavoshada, the remedy to stop the repetition of birth and death. So karmis, or persons attached to material sense enjoyment, generally cannot give up their material desires. But Krishna Katha is such a potent medicine that if one is induced to hear Krishna Katha, he will certainly be free from this disease. And then he uses the practical example of Dhruva Maharaj. When he met the Lord, he realized, well, I've been searching for, broken glass, but now I found a gem, and is fully satisfied. And Prabhupada ends the purport by saying, we actually see that even young boys and girls in the Krishna consciousness movement have given up their long practice of bad habits like illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling, because Krishna consciousness is so potent that it gives them full satisfaction. They are no longer interested in material sense gratification. So just see. So Prahlad Maharaj, in that verse we spoke today, there's a wonderful purport in there. And he says, of course there's a lot in that purport, but hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam, it's described, it's the most important process of hearing because it's full of transcendental chanting. It's full of transcendental mellows. And devotees, they may meditate upon a particular form and chant the holy name according to their attraction. But unless one hears about the holy name, form, and qualities of the Lord, we can't clearly understand other processes of devotional service. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya recommended that one chant the holy name of Krishna, and then Param Vijayate Shri Krishna's Sankirtanam. So if we're fortunate to hear from the mouth of pure devotees, then the path to devotional service becomes very easy. And that's why we hear the holy name, the form, the qualities, all these things are very essential. So there's a quote I heard a devotee gave in a class, but I'm not sure where it's from, but he said, Sanatan Goswami said, and this is what he said, he said, Srimad Bhagavatam is my only friend. Srimad Bhagavatam is my constant companion. Srimad Bhagavatam is the source of my happiness in my life. Srimad Bhagavatam is raising me up. Srimad Bhagavatam is my greatest fortune and awakening my greatest wealth. Do you say how he installed like Srimad Bhagavatam in his life? It just became his life and soul. So that's what we should do. It's such an important book. So from today's verse, itaram, nara itaram, other than human beings, only an animal or a man who is almost an animal. This is anada itaram. His behavior is animalistic. Only he can refuse to take interest in hearing the transcendental messages of the Lord. So there's a nice verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and this is from the second canto, and we could chant that together if you like. Svavit vadaha hustra kararai samstuta purusha pasu nayat karna pato peto jatunama gadgad graja. Men who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, praise those men who never listen to the transcendental pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, the deliverer from evils. So here, Prabhupada is saying that people have been put on the level of dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. So he says in that purport, so Srimad Bhagavatam categorizes of the common man without any spiritual enlightenment to the society of dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. It is not at all an exaggeration. The leaders of such ignorant masses of people may feel very proud of being adored by such a number of dogs and hogs, but that is not very flattering. The Bhagavatam openly declares that although such a person may be a great leader of such hogs and dogs, disguised as men, if he has no taste for being enlightened in the science of Krishna, such a leader is also an animal and nothing more. So he's just like a big, powerful animal compared to the other ones. He's just a little bigger. So here we can see in these illustrations the animalistic activities of dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. So we see in the first one there's the ass. It's kind of showing how these four principles, right, they break, you know, that we talk about, Prabhupada mentions, like, we can see here this ass is showing off to attract the opposite sex. He may look cool, but he's very unclean in his habits inside and out. So that's the ass showing illicit sex. And then as far as the gambling, we see the dog. He's in Las Vegas trying his luck and cheating his way through life. You see, that's what people think. Oh, I don't have to do it. I'll just gamble and I'll get what I need. So this is the gambling, which is the lying propensity, untruthfulness. And then meat eating, we could see there the pig, very proper, eating at the table. But what is he doing? He's eating such abominable things, showing no mercy to other living entities. So this is what meat eating destroys, the quality of mercy. And then we see the camel. He's torching up his pack of camels. You see, you know, to chill and not really do anything. This is the intoxication. So this is what it's destroying. So there was an interesting article that was written by actually Judhakarma. And it was called Moral Failure of the Secular State. And it was in the BTG. And he says how the Vedic literatures, they identify these four acts. specifically eroding religious principles like gambling destroys truthfulness, meat eating destroys mercy, intoxication destroys austerity, and illicit sex destroys cleanliness. So he says in that article, just read one little quote from him here. The most effective way to educate and purify the citizens is to give them a direct experience of spiritual life. God can be perceived in the sound of his names. The leaders must therefore actively promote the chanting of the holy names of God. This sublime spiritual practice is recommended in all the scriptures of the world. Government cannot favor one religion over another, yet it must encourage everyone to chant the holy name of God as he understands it. Be it Jehovah, Allah, or Krishna, God is one, though he may be known by many different names. Only by instituting these fundamental spiritual principles can government ensure peace and prosperity in human society. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whim attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination. So in today's verse, it described there, who other than one who is not a human being can exist in this world and not be interested in the ultimate goal of life? And in the purport, it says that, you know, there's many books of stories and histories of the world, but except for the histories or narrations on the topics of the personality of Godhead, none are capable of diminishing the burden of material pangs. So that's a verse, Aho Verajeta Vina Nare Taram. You know, who could refuse except other than one who is a human being? So here's another nice verse, actually. And this is from the third canto. And it goes, Nunam Daivena Vihataye Chachatuta Kata Sudam. So it quotes that same verse, same words, Kata, story, Sudam, nectar. So this is a translation. Such persons are condemned by the supreme order of the Lord because they are averse to the nectar of the activities of the supreme personality of Godhead. They are compared to stool-eating hogs. They give up hearing the transcendental activities of the Lord and indulge in hearing of the abominable activities of materialistic persons. So there's a nice purport for that, but anyway, we won't read that, but it's very interesting that he says in there that if a hog is offered some nice preparation made of condensed milk and ghee, he won't like it. He would rather prefer obnoxious, bad-smelling stool, which he finds very relishable. So this is what they're considered to be like. So, but on the other hand, there's the Purakatanam Bhagavakata Sudams, that all the past histories regarding the Supreme Personality of God is like nectar, their narrations. So here's another nice verse from the first canto. And that goes, we could do the translation here. Verses describing the name, form, and qualities of Anantadev, the unlimited Supreme Lord, are able to vanquish all the sinful reactions of the entire world. Therefore, even if such verses are improperly composed, devotees hear them, describe them, and accept them as bona fide and authorized. In this connection, Sridhar Swami has remarked that a pure devotee takes advantage of another pure devotee by trying to hear from him about the holy name, form, and qualities of the Lord. If there is no such opportunity, he alone chants and hears the holy name of the Lord. That's actually from the purport from the seventh canto, that fifth verse. That was saintly son, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu, Prahlada Maharaj. That's in the purport. So there's another nice verse from the Antilila. We used to chant every morning. I remember when we were in Denver. Tunde tundava niratim bitanute tundava lila bate karna krodha kadambani gatayate karna bude baspriham Cheta sprangana sangine vijayate sarvendriyanam kritim No jane jane takiyat pibamritai Krishna ti varnadvai. So some of you know that's nice. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When that name enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore all the senses become inert. That's from Rupa Goswami's Meeting with the Lord in the Antilila 199. So from today's purport, we understood that said, devotional service to the Lord is the highest goal of life for every human being. And such devotional service begins by hearing about the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. And in the purport to that verse, 10.1.4, there's the translation that says, I'm seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. That's from 15.15. By all the Vedas, I'm to be known. Indeed, I'm the compiler of the Vedanta, and I'm the knower of the Vedas. Just see, since merely talking about Krishna is so pleasing, simply imagine how pleasing it is to render service to Krishna directly. And this is the opportunity we have, the gifts that Srila Prabhupada gave us, this deity service. So there's a couple more slides we have, and this is a nice one, a verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And there's several verses, actually. And it talks about the topics of Sri Gauranga are the essence of all nectar. And such nectar is always desired by personalities like Brahma and Shiva. The topics of Sri Gaura are most relishable of all nectar. Since these topics are not influenced by temporary time factors like birth and death, these eternal topics are worshipable and desired by personalities like Brahma and Shiva. And then they quote another verse. Know that he is all-pervading Supersoul. Give up talking of anyone else. He is the bridge to immortality. So that it goes on and just describes. So therefore, simply by hearing the topics of Sri Chaitanya, everyone except the miscreant becomes pleased. The topics of Sri Chaitanya please everyone except unfortunate wicked people. Because by hearing topics of Sri Chaitanya, living beings attain knowledge of Krishna, service to Krishna, and love for Krishna. So that's from the actually Chaitanya Bhagavat in the purports there. So, who indeed in this world knows the essence of the goal of life, of all past histories regarding the personality of Godhead? This nectar narrations of the personality of Godhead by drinking through our oral reception, which will kill the material pangs. Ka nama loke purusharta sarvavit pura katanam bhagavat kata sudham apiya karna anja balivir. So that's it. So who could refuse? So there's a nice verse I'd like to just end with. And this is from the first canto, first chapter, text number 19. It starts with Vayam tuna vitripayama. We never tire of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the personality Godhead, who is glorified by hymns and prayers. Those who have developed a taste for transcendental relationships with him relish hearing his pastimes at every moment. So anyone, we can read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam repeatedly throughout our whole life, and yet we could find new light and information. And in the purport there, Prabhupada says, I just end with that. He says that mundane news is static, whereas transcendental news is dynamic. So we have to have that taste for the transcendental subject matter, and we'll never tire of hearing of this Uttama Sloka, you see. See, those other literatures is meant for darkness, nescience, but the transcendental literatures are meant for enlightenment. And there was a quote in the Niti Shastra, I don't remember exactly, but it says that when we chant, we should have the mindset that I may die tomorrow. But when we study the Shastras, we should have the mindset that I will live forever. Because just like Sanatana Goswami said that the Srimad Bhagavatam is my life. It's a lifelong journey. So it may take many, you know, we just, throughout our life, it's like we're marrying the Srimad Bhagavatam. We develop a relationship with it because it's a person. So we have to give it time, we have to give it attention. And then more and more that relationship develops and it becomes deeper and deeper. And then ultimately we develop that love for Krishna. So that's, I'd like to end there and open it up for any comments or questions if we have time. Realizations. Oh, there's a note. Yes, it says, Hari Bol, after class, please remind the devotees that we will be having a special breakfast for Bhakti Arina's birthday. Jai. Happy birthday. Hare Krishna. Bhakti Arina's. Yeah, birthday. Okay, so Hare Krishna. Thank you. Agoshya Prabhupada, Agoshya Bhagavatam.